Hi there, Raman Kumar here, Senior Program Manager with Azure DevTest Labs team. I'm going to show you how you can minimize waste and control cost in your lab by setting VM policies. You can find all the VM policies by going to Settings and then going to VM Policies section. The first VM policy that we are going to talk about is Allowed VM Sizes policy. As you might be aware, that cost of running a VM is directly related to the size of the VM. The bigger is the size, the larger is the cost of running the VM. You can use this policy to restrict the VM sizes that will be available to the lab users when they create VMs in the lab. In this way, you can save a lot of money. Let's go and set this policy in the lab. You can click this policy, then click on On button. Then you can choose the VM sizes that will be available in the lab. And then finally, click on Save. That's it. The second policy is maximum VMs per user. The number of VMs that are created by your lab users is directly related to the cost that you incur in Azure. You can minimize this cost by restricting the maximum number of VMs that can be created by a user in your lab. Let's go and set this policy. So again, you have to click on. Then here you can set the maximum number of VMs allowed. So let's say the maximum number of VMs that can be created by a user in my lab, I want to set it to 3. So here you can set, and then finally click on Save. That's it. The third policy is again about controlling your cost in Azure by setting the maximum number of VMs that can be created in the lab. Let's go and set this policy in the lab. Again, you have to click on to enable this policy, and then here you can enter the total number of VMs allowed in this lab. So let's set it to something like 150, and then finally click on Save. The last policy is the auto shutdown policy. You might be aware that you incur very low cost if your Azure VM is stopped as compared to when it is running. So if you are not using your VMs in night, then you can use this policy to stop all the VMs at a particular time of the day in your lab. Let's go and set this policy in the lab. Click on auto shutdown policy, and then again click on to enable this policy. Here you can enter the time of day when you want to shut down your VMs. So let's set it to 1 a.m. and then finally click on Save. We saw that how you can set various VM policies in your lab to minimize waste and control cost in the lab. You can set allowed VM sizes, and then you can set maximum number of VMs per user and per lab to minimize waste. Finally, you can use auto shutdown policy to shut down VMs when you are not using them to control cost. I hope that you found this video very useful. If you want to get started with DevTest Labs, you can follow these instructions in Azure portal. Thank you.